I asked David to lead that song about just a few minutes before services started, so that's about how long he had to learn it. And I appreciate it because tonight's sermon has so much to do with Psalm 23, shepherds and sheep. And we're going to look at this psalm tonight, you might say, through the eyes of the shepherd and through the eyes of the sheep. This psalm is possibly the most well-known, most often quoted psalm of any of the 150 psalms. Probably many of you have heard this read at funerals, or you've read it yourself when you were in difficult times. But certainly this passage helps us in whatever situation we can find ourselves in, because it really blesses us. It, of course, is considered to be a psalm of David. It certainly fits his life because he was a shepherd. But many people back, of course, during these days were shepherds. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob were all shepherds. Lots and lots of people were shepherds. The common man, the kings, everybody knew about the lives of sheep and the lives of shepherds. So it's a very appropriate figure or image for the Holy Spirit to use to teach us about how God provides and how God protects. And that's how the psalm is divided. Pretty much the first half is about God's provision and then about His protection of us. The psalm begins with the Lord. This is God's personal name, Jehovah or Yahweh. This is His name that is the one of the God of Israel. And notice he uses, the Lord is my shepherd. This is, in David's way of thinking, Jehovah was his God. Not just the God of Israel, the God of the world, certainly he was, but he was his personal God. So there at the very beginning of this psalm, we see how David feels about the one he's addressing. The Lord is his shepherd. And of course, when in Palestine, and this has been true for centuries, the sheep and the shepherd had a very close personal relationship. It's not how people in America raise sheep. People in those times in particular felt a strong affection and concern for their sheep. The shepherds lived with them, pretty much morning to night and through the night. And the shepherd would give them names. The shepherd would know about them, would know their ages, would know if they've had, you know, accidents or they've whatever. That the shepherd would know the sheep intimately, knew all about each individual sheep. So the shepherd was very close to his sheep. No wonder there was affection and there was concern that the shepherd would show for each of his sheep. And as we go through this psalm, of course, the point is that God is our shepherd. Jehovah is our shepherd. And so just like a physical shepherd cares for his sheep, God cares for, provides, and protects us. So no wonder this psalm through the ages has been one that people turn to when they were kind of in the deepest difficulties of their lives, because they wanted to know that God was there for them and that God was helping them. So this is the God to whom it is addressed. He says, "The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want." If you have other translations, you may see something, "and I will not lack." Whatever the sheep truly needed, that's what the shepherd provided. The shepherd knew exactly what the sheep needed, knew exactly when it needed it, and it provided. And David says, that's how Jehovah is to me. I shall not lack. Anything that I truly need, God is going to provide. And so this first half of the psalm is a reminder of how God is the great provider. Whatever those needs are, God is going to provide. And so this psalm reminds us of that very essential thing. Sheep are very innocent. They don't see well. They're rather harmless. They're very submissive type of animals. And sheep, especially in Palestine, would trust their shepherd to provide whatever they needed. So no wonder, you know, sheep were not concerned. Sheep aren't predators. They didn't have to go out and find what they needed because the shepherd would provide for them, as this psalm goes ahead and describes how the shepherd provided what the sheep needed. And again, the shepherd knew better than the sheep did what they needed. And in a similar vein, God knows exactly what we need, when we need it, how much we need of it. And He is the one that provides. We should understand. Philippians chapter 4, verse 19. My God shall supply all your need. And that happens, that verse says, through Jesus Christ. Psalm 84, verse 11. Turn a few pages over in your Bible. This is a wonderful verse. Psalms 84, verse 11. Psalm 84, verse 11. Notice how this fits in with I shall not want or I shall not lack. The psalmist there says in verse 11 of Psalm 84, for the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing or no good will He withhold from those who walk uprightly. He knows exactly what we need, and He is not going to withhold it from us. That's what the psalmist is saying. But he goes on, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures, and He leads me beside the still waters. He makes me to lie down. What would the shepherd do? Well, a shepherd in Palestine, especially during the days of David, would know when the sheep needed to lie down. Sheep started grazing, at least from what I read, about 3:30 in the morning. They're early bird creatures. They would start feeding about 3:30 in the morning and feed until about 10 o'clock. That's a long time to feed. Of course, they did it slowly. And so mid-morning, or what we would might call mid-morning, then the shepherd would force, that's probably not the best word, encourage the sheep then to lie down. He would have a place of rest, and that's the idea. He would have a place for them to rest. And of course, after eating for that amount of time, when they lie down, what are they going to be doing? Well, they're going to be putting on fat. That's what they're going to be doing. And, of course, it's something the sheep needed. The shepherd knew that. So after eating for that number of hours, then he would have them lie down so they could put on that fat, which was so important to the health of the sheep. And he says, he leads me beside the still waters. Sheep don't like real fast-moving, turbulent water. Sheep like water that's still. So sometimes the shepherd would have to find a little spring or a brook or whatever, and would literally dam it up for a while so the sheep could have that nice, you know, still, calm water. Because the shepherd knew what the sheep wanted and needed that calm water. So that's what the shepherd would provide. And again, it goes back to the idea that God provides for us what we need. And sometimes we don't know what we need, but God does know what we need. And this psalm reminds us that He's going to do that for us. He's going to provide for us what we need. In Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5, the Hebrew writer kind of reinforces this idea for us. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5. The Hebrew writer says, let your conduct be without covetousness. Be content with such things as you have, for He Himself has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. The sheep knew that the shepherd was going to be by them. that the shepherd each day would provide for them a place to eat, would provide for them a place to rest, would provide for them a place to drink. And so the sheep were not in a constant state of anxiety or concern about those things, because they knew the shepherd was going to provide those things. There was no need for them to worry, get upset, make plans, because they knew what the shepherd was going to do. David says, that's how I feel about the Lord. I know He's going to provide. He always has, and He always will. In other words, trustworthy. God is trustworthy to provide those things for us. It says, He restores my soul. He restores my soul. Each day the shepherd would have a time when each individual sheep would come to the shepherd. And this was like their personal time. The sheep would come to the shepherd. The shepherd would, you know, rub its nose, pat its head, whatever shepherds would do to make the sheep feel good. But this was their personal time. And that's how the sheep's soul was restored. There was personal time. Each sheep had personal time with the shepherd. And we each have personal time with God. Even though, you know, there are billions of people in the world, our God is, you know, all-knowing, all-present, everywhere. So that whenever we go to God, He is with us individually. He is such a great God that He can be with everybody individually at the same time. And David knew that. David knew that God would restore his soul. And of course, one of the ways that was done was through that time with God in prayer. And that's how David's soul could be restored. Just like that sheep had individual time with the shepherd, David had his time with the Lord. And then when that sheep was done, and then it would go back and another sheep would come. So God can revive us, restore us, you know, our spirit, our soul, when we're sad, when we're weary, when we're weak. And He can refresh us. He can strengthen us. Then He said, He leads me in the paths of righteousness for His namesake. For the sheep, it meant having a straight path to follow. Sheep don't figure out those type of things by themselves, so they needed a shepherd to lead the way for them. David knew all about doing that for his sheep, and God knew that about David. For David, a straight path would mean a path of honesty and uprightness and a life that was blameless, a life that was guided by God's Word. Then he says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. And why? It says, for you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Now he moves on to the idea of protection. He's going through the valley of the shadow of death. Well, physical shepherds in Palestine knew all kinds of shadows of death. There would be places in Palestine, and I'm sure you've seen pictures or seen on TV of the type of land formations, the type of topography, the type of land that there was. And a lot of times it would be some very steep cliffs, and sometimes the pass that the sheep would have to go on would be very, very narrow, and there might be a very sharp drop-off on one side. There are places in Palestine, even to this day, where sometimes when they would take these paths through these mountains, that the sheep can fall. I mean, they can slip off the side. Well, if that would happen, the shepherd would use his staff. And, of course, that crook in the end of it had two purposes, depending on the size of the sheep. And it could be put over the head of a larger sheep to help pull it out. It could be put over the body of a smaller sheep to pull it out. So as the sheep was going through these treacherous places, the shepherd was there in case it fell. Now David says, that's like it is with me in my life. David had difficulties in his life. He had treacherous places that he would go in his life. But he knew God was there for him. And that's how I looked at his shepherd. That God had his own staff ready to pull him up when he fell. So that's what gave David confidence. That's what helped David during all of these difficult times. In Proverbs chapter 3, you may have these verses memorized. They're marvelous, and I'm sure you've heard them before. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your paths. He shall direct your paths. That's what David is talking about. You know, there's, regardless of what happens to us physically, there's no real harm that can befall us if we're walking with the shepherd. You know, as Jesus said, don't fear him who's able to just kill the body and can't the soul. So what if someone does kill our body? They can't kill our soul. So no real eternal harm can happen to us as long as we're walking with the shepherd. And that's what David is telling us. He goes on and says, you prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Certainly one of the times the sheep would look forward to, because at the end of the day, or during the day, one of the things the shepherd would have to do later in the day especially would be, as the sheep would move, find new places for the sheep to go. And he would have to look for all types of weeds that could be poisonous, that could be noxious for the sheep. He would look for predators. He would look for snakes and scorpions, which are both rather prevalent in that part of Palestine. So the shepherd would clean a path out. And he says here, prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Sheep had enemies. But the shepherd was there to protect, to get rid of the enemies, to protect the sheep. And so David says, that's how my shepherd is. He prepares a table for me in the presence of my enemies. He says he does what? He anoints my head with oil. My cup runs over. The shepherd would always have water for the sheep. And not just a little cup full of water, but all the sheep needed to drink. It was running over. And if the sheep had gotten cuts or thorns or whatever, there were a certain type of parasite that was rather prevalent in Palestine that could get on sheep. And what the shepherd would do, he would take this oil, typically olive oil, which has antibacterial properties and so forth, mix it with sulfur, and that would kill those type of parasites. And olive oil by itself was very soothing if it had some cuts and scrapes and so forth. So the shepherd would look at each individual sheep to see what it needed. This sheep might need that. That sheep might need something else. But the shepherd would look each day. And if it needed oil, whatever, the shepherd would provide for it. And then he ends up by saying, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. This shows his confidence. This shows David's confidence. Now for the sheep, they knew the shepherd was going to be for them every day, was going to provide for them every day, prepare a table for them, would anoint them every day, give them water every day, find a place for them to rest every day. Goodness and mercy were following the sheep because the shepherd provided it. David says, that's what Jehovah does for me. Jehovah has taken care of me yesterday, and he took care of me the day before. He took care of me the day before that. So goodness and mercy, because I've experienced it, will continue to follow me, as he says, all the days of my life. And he says, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. This probably brings to mind the idea of a sheepfold, and you've probably seen pictures of these again whether it was on TV or in magazines about what a sheepfold looked at like. And at night, the shepherd would take them inside the sheepfold. And it was a place, again, where they would be safe from predators, safe from, you know, the elements, whatever. It was a place of safety. It was a place of refuge. And so the shepherd would be with them. They were in this protected area. And so David ends up by saying that that's where he was going to dwell forever, in the house of the Lord. Protected, provided for. And that was David's idea. And for us, of course, there's a sheepfold. There's a sheepfold for us where we're safe. We're safe in the arms of Jesus. But how does that happen? The only place where we're safe is when we are in His body. You know, Jesus described Himself as a door, as a gate. And when we're in Him, we're safe. But we can choose to do what? We can choose to leave. But it's all about choice. As long as we stay within Him, we're safe. Because He provides for us and He protects us. But if we so choose, we can leave that safety. We can leave that protection. Like the one in the song. 99 were safe in the fold. But one had done what? Wandered off. Jesus doesn't want anybody to wander off. He wants them to all stay safe. But sometimes people wander off. But they can be brought back. And when that happens, like the song says, it's a time of rejoicing. We enter the sheepfold through Christ. We enter the sheepfold through baptism. We're baptized into Christ, Galatians chapter 3 tells us. We're into His body, in His church, into the fold where there is safety. But we can leave, but also we can come back. And that's the wonderful news, that's the good news of the Bible. Tonight, as David leads us in this song, think about, are you safe in the fold? Are you in the fold? Whatever your need is, we encourage you to make that decision to come as we stand and sing.